Good morning, Dr. Bear. We got so many. It's been a great week. They doubled the size of the Country Music Hall of Fame, which should make everybody as a country music fan proud, from a $30 million building to a $130 million building. Unbelievable what they can do now. The Academy of Country Music has shown everybody how big a deal country music is, selling 70,000 tickets to an award show in 18 minutes. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Martina McBride is an underdog. She showed us that if you get dropped by your record label, just start your own. Go over to your own recording studio and record your own album over there. She did. This week it's number 7 on the pop chart, number 1 on the country chart, Everlasting.
Number 7 on the pop chart. That's interesting.
Yep. Yeah. It's not a country album. It's a kind of a pop Motown standards album.
Oh, cool.
But she's still a country artist, so I guess we still claim that she's there.
Very
but
good.
Martina is a talented singer, and she's not going to quit. Brad Paisley's recording his 9th studio album in his guest house called the Yellow House. He's also, and I know his dad was working on this, built a cigar bar in there.
Oh,
he doesn't
did?
Drink, but he will smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
Loves cigars. I hate him because my father blew smoke on me for the first 20 years of my life, so I never got into that. But they sit around, smoke cigars, and do whatever they do up there at the Yellow House. And that album will be out later this year. Brad will be seen on 2.5 Men on May the 8th. And Willie Nelson, back when he lived here, he liked this martial arts stuff. He took Kung Fu. And then when he left here and went to Austin, he took Taekwondo. And after he took Taekwondo, he now has taken Gong Kwang Yu Sul and has a black belt in that. And he's going to receive the black belt from the Grand Master on April the 28th. Fifth degree black belt, April 28th in Austin from Grand Master Sam Um.
Well, you know, I practice martial arts, too, and to do that at over 80 years old, because they don't just give those things out, man. That guy has to flat-out bring it. Good for him.
He had to earn it. You're right. He had to absolutely earn that. And, you know, you see Willie, he's 80 years old, but he's got those tennis shoes on, and he's working every night. He's in good shape, getting ready to go out on the road with Alison Krauss, a tour that will go on through July. He's always got something going on.
Well, now we know why we've never seen him with a bodyguard.
That's right.
Doesn't
he can kung fu himself.